And London was a long way away at that stage. Yeah. We used to ring my mother. We'd ring home every... No, my mother used to write letters to my grandfather, and he'd write back, and the letters would come every week religiously from him, maybe once a fortnight from my mother. Not as quick as... But when we, things got a bit better then, we'd ring from a phone box to a phone box on the north side to my aunt via operators.
Yeah.
You'd be shoving in two bob bits and all the rest of it. I can remember you'd ring on a Friday night, there could be a queue at the phone box, or there could be a queue at the phone box in Farmery. So they'd be waiting at both ends. You'd ring and somebody else would pick up the phone. London was a long way away then.
Yeah.
It was a long way away.
Can you remember the first time that you came back for the summer and your impressions of Cork then after having been in London?
Yeah, I didn't want to go back to London. As we were playing outside for relations in the north side and relations in Ballyvihan, and like in London, it was a rather built up area where we lived. So we'd come back here and I'd be gone in the morning and dragged in late at night, having been out playing football, kicked the can, which I'd never heard of, and all those things.
Yeah.
So I used to be depressed going back to London. It was just outdoor. It seemed to be always sunny. Red lemonade I'd never seen. White vinegar I'd never seen. And potatoes. Raza was a phrase. My granddad used to take me to the pub. I didn't realise he was getting it for nothing. You know, it was for half nothing, but I'd be drinking Raza. Also, when I used to come home, I was the rich person from England. Chalk ices. And my cousins still joke about me coming home with the chalk ices. We'd go to the shop and I'd have money for chalk ices, which they wouldn't have got.
Yeah.
You know, we had some money, but the lads here didn't have as much. And two other things before I bore you to tears is that my aunts had televisions with slot machines in them. You put money in, and that's how they paid the rent on the television.
Wow.
The television shops in town. They couldn't afford the rent on the telly, so there was a slot machine on the telly, same as a ESP machine. So you'd be watching it, and next minute the money would go, and the telly would go. So somebody would run looking for a shilling or two bob to put into it, and then it would, you'd get an hour or 2 hours out of it.
Wow. Yeah.
And the last one was they used to put blue plastic over the television, trying to pretend it was colour. Honestly,
brilliant.
I thought it was a wind up, but they did. Yeah. But the slot machine for the television, I remember that. Now it's just come back to me. There, you might get an hour for a shilling or something.
Yeah.
But in the middle of something, it would go. I thought it was prehistoric. I'd come and tell you in London at this stage. I thought it was totally prehistoric, and also two channels or one channel.
Yeah.
But I loved it back here. I loved it. I didn't want to go home, and we came home for good in 74.
Thank
God. 17.